It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Deliverance, the latest movie from Lee Daniels and inspired by a true story about a family who dealt with paranormal activity and the comments on whether or not they were just performing an act. Daniels reunites with Andra Day from The United States versus Billie Holiday and casts her as an alcoholic mother who has three kids and a religious and cancer-stricken mother played by Glenn Close, all of whom live in the same crappy house in Indiana. But things literally go straight to hell when the kids behave unusually and sinisterly. The mother knows something is wrong with them, but because of her behavior and abuse, no one would believe her, except of course a religious figure played by Anjanue Ellis-Taylor, who offers to help her kids through an exorcism, which she actually calls The Deliverance. The Deliverance has typical cliches regarding the believers and non-believers of what otherworldly nightmare is happening, but it also has some strong performances and beautifully photographed images. Once we get to the exorcism, Deliverance, we see that it likes to break free from tradition, or at least give the cliche its own spin, and this is something I wouldn't have expected from Daniels. I don't know much about the true events that inspired this film, so I can't compare or contrast, but I can recommend it for its ability to entertain and make us think. 3 stars. Recapping this week's new movies, thumbs down for The Union, thumbs up for Skincare, thumbs up for Between the Temples, thumbs way down for The Crow, and thumbs up for The Deliverance, which will stream on Netflix next week. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back with reviews of more new movies, including Zoe Kravitz's directorial debut to Blink Twice with Naomi Ackie and Channing Tatum, and also Incoming, the raunchy comedy about high school freshmen trying to become men overnight. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.